You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba.
Desde San Francisco para el mundo. ¿Cuándo se van?
Cecilia Peña Govea is La Doña. She's a Chicana artist who mixes traditional Latin folk music with reggaeton, salsa, and hip hop. Her music explores themes of romance, feminism, and identity. Cecilia grew up and played in a music-infused family in San Francisco before becoming La Doña. In this edition of Bay Area Beats, she talks about how the diverse Latin American sound in San Francisco is infused in her music.
Oh, yeah.
Ay, mire, papá. Aquí te canto.
Eso fue la rumba, doña.
La doña.
Hi, this is La Doña, also known as Cecilia Cassandra Peña Govea of San Francisco. A lot of people ask me about the story behind my name, and it kind of goes back to college. I lived in a lot of really huge cooperative living situations. I was there with a lot of anarchists and punks and other like community-minded people, but I still kind of was the mom in the house, and I cooked for people a lot, and you know, I'm just kind of bossy in general. So one of the homegirls started calling me La Doña, and I was like, at first I was like, oh hell no, and then I was like, you know what, yeah, that's kind of appropriate. La Doña, it means like essentially the head of household. In a lot of Latin American countries, Doña usually refers to like an older woman, like Doña de la Casa or of the store, just the person who's running shit and like working, pretty much just the boss. I started playing music when I was about 5. My first gig was at Bernal Heights Library, and I was playing a little guitar, and I played a couple songs that my mom had taught me, and they paid me $5, and somebody gave me flowers, and I was like, oh, hell yeah. Like, this is the life for me. My musical style crosses a lot of genres. I derive so many influences and inspirations of music from being in the Bay Area. I was raised with a deep understanding of Nueva Canción, which was kind of the genre of music that was coming out right before I was born and during my youth, which was an expression of kind of like pan-Latino solidarity. I think a lot of it is based in reggaeton with the dembow rhythm. There's also a lot of salsa that's come out of San Francisco, which melds different styles and also added to my comfort with incorporating different genres into my music. And then obviously the huge culture of hip-hop and hyphy music out here has given me more information about how to tell stories and represent myself and my people and just make it like something to shake your ass to. For Quien Me La Paga, I was really thinking about like, oh shit, it's the end of the month. I got rent coming up. I gotta pay my car insurance. I gotta get my nails done. I gotta get my gig clothes together. It's just like endless, right? And for those of us that are still out here, we work, you know, we got a main job, we got a second job, we got a third job, we got our hustle. So there's like so much that you have to do just to get by and just to afford the cost of living. When you don't support your artists and when you don't make space for your artists, then you're effectively like cutting the veins to your city. You know, you're not going to have any heart. You're not going to have the soul, which is what everybody wants to come to San Francisco for, or had wanted to come before. You're just not going to have that because we can't survive out here. I want people, when they listen to my music, to, well, I mean, it's obviously my biggest desire that they feel represented and that they feel like kinship, and that they generally just like feel what I'm talking about, because I don't think that my views are unique. I think that they are underrepresented. Besides my work as La Doña, I'm also a music educator. And for the past few years, I've worked across a couple of different organizations, one of which is the SFUSD VAPA program, the mariachi program that has mariachi classes in probably like a dozen schools throughout San Francisco, like mostly based in Excelsior and the Mission. And this is just a really, really special program because, I mean, it essentially does what, like, I wish my music education had done. It brings culturally relevant arts education to, you know, our kids. I think that it's really special that we do that with mariachi music, not only for our Mexican heritage students, but also for kids of immigrants and immigrant students themselves from all over the place. I have a bunch of Thai kids in my class that are singing mariachi songs at the top of their lungs, and like they're asking me what it's about, and I tell them, and they're like, oh yeah, like this happened this one time, and relating it to moments in their life. So that is so special, and I think it's that, like, just a diversity of an understanding of other cultures that makes San Francisco so special. That's what we need from public education. Nada me pertenece, nada me pertenece, mi amor. Te doy mi mano vacía, mamá. Te doy mi mano vacía, papá. Te doy mi corazón roto, mamá. Te doy mi corazón roto, papá. Y a mi hermana dejó mi son. Just as an artist, I always want to promote the idea that, like, nothing is useless to create. Like, if you feel something and if you want to put something out, then the simple process of creating it, of writing it, recording it, getting together your artwork and putting it out, like that should be a healing process for you. Like, as an artist, that's really all you need. Like, if other people don't like it, then screw them, that's fine. If you felt good making it, then that's all that really matters. You know, I wrote my first song and sat on it for a year and I didn't do anything with it because I was like, that was cool. Yeah, I wrote it. That was great. But like, what is this for? Like, what am I going to do with this? And I put it out and it was Nada Me Pertenece and people loved it. And that was the beginning of La Doña.
That edition of Bay Area Beats was produced by Porfirio Rangel, and La Doña's album is called Algo Nuevo, and it's out now. We'll show you how to hear it at klw.org. Y no oíste nada.